So in closing, oftentimes hear people say, I have no money. Now, you do have loan programs for people who have no money. Is that correct?
Yes, there are.
But you don't recommend they, I mean, they have a bigger problem. It's called a personal problem.
Yeah, I would say we have an issue right off the bat in credibility and confidence and a couple of other issues.
So Peter and I agree on this part. If you can't manage your own personal life financially, the chances are you'll pass your bad habits on into the property too. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And you're going to be digging yourself a hole.
Yeah. Many times people buy real estate to solve a problem, but the problem isn't with the real estate. The problem's with themselves, and it's the mismanagement of their own funds. So there are loan programs for people with no money, because a lot of times I'm going to see Peter with no money and say, Peter, how can I do this? But Peter also knows my financial position. He knows my experience base. He knows my asset base. He knows they're managed well. So at that point, you want to talk to me.
Exactly.
But if somebody came to you and said, I have no money, I have no financials, I'm not prepared, my credit history is a mess, you know, I can't keep a job, would you advise they invest in real estate?
No, I don't think that conversation is going to go very far, Robert.
Good. Thank you. So the big part of this here is this. Your mortgage broker, same as your real estate agent, a real estate broker, these are all important relationships. I look at this as a very long-term process. You know, Peter and I will be doing business for years. I want to make sure he gets his fair commission off of this. I never try and gouge him on his commission, as the same with my real estate brokers. I want them to win, because if they win, you always bring me the best deals first, right?
Exactly.
So thank you very much for your time. You've been very informative, and I'm sure the audience has appreciated your sharing of your wisdom.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.